Now, how about this as a job title? The UK's first ever taster in residence. Title being awarded in Worcestershire this weekend. The venue, the Chateau Ipney Hotel at Droitwich. Eight finalists will put their palates to the test for an honorary position at the hotel. Ben Elder from the Chateau can tell us more. Morning, Ben.
Morning.
Where did the idea come from?
We had it quite a while ago when we were going through the plans for the refurbishment of the hotel. And one of the big bases of our future success, we hope, is going to be the quality of the food we provide. And we thought that it would be a fantastic way of getting some feedback from our customers. And we also thought that at the time, Droitwich was really starting to take off with the food and drink festival and everything that was going to happen there. And we thought it would add to the town's reputation as well as a real food destination.
OK, so who's judging? Who's qualified to actually give their professional opinion here?
Well, the judges are made up of myself. I don't know whether that qualifies me because I'm the general manager, but it's a
It's a perk of the job, mate. It's a perk of the job.
Absolutely. And our exec chef, Steve Unwin, who is more than qualified.
OK. And then the others who are actually going to be part of the final team, there's eight finalists who ultimately will be, one of them will become taster. This is like your own MasterChef, isn't it? What will the winner get to do?
Well, the job entails a few perks that we will offer the taster in residence, but really the point of it is for them to be part of our team. So they will work with Steve and his guys, his brigade of chefs, on a monthly basis, giving input right from the start when we develop new dishes to go on the menu, new whole menus, because ours changes seasonally. And we will take all of their input on board when we design new meals to go out to our customers.
Okay, well, it sounds good. Looking forward to hearing who the winner is. Alison Dees is one of the finalists. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning to you.
Morning. This is an exciting thing to be a part of. And you, more than any, perhaps, deserving of the title, because your family is actually linked to the Chateau. Is it your grandfather or great-grandfather?
My grandfather, Ralph Edwards, yeah. My grandfather bought the hotel from the War Office in the mid-40s. And he turned it into a hotel, renaming it Chateau Ipney. Until that time it was called Ipney. And he named it Chateau Ipney. Lots of family history attached to the hotel, including my parents meeting at the hotel and obviously having a wedding reception at the hotel. Lots and lots of connections. So, I've watched very closely since the recent purchase of the hotel, how things have developed, and I'm really excited to have an opportunity to be involved in, looking forward to putting the hotel firmly back on the map.
Well, good luck with it. Do you prepare for this? Have you been in training?
Oh, yes, I'm always training on food. Yeah. Now, I stay away a lot for work, which is totally unfood related. But because I stay away a lot, I sample lots of different restaurants.
Be honest, Alison, you eat out all the time. You know? I do too.
Yeah. And it's all about, how the food is delivered to the table, how it's presented on the plate, the ultimate taste of the food, and the attention to detail.
Well, good luck. Ben, when do we know the winner?
We'll know later today.
Well, let me know and we'll announce it, certainly next week as a follow-up and also on Monday's show as well. Ben Elder from the Chateau Ipney and Alison Dees, one of the finalists. Good luck to all. Look forward to hearing the winner and tasting the food.